With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. Novelist William Kennedy is having a hard time keeping up with his honors. There was a National Book Critics Circle Award, a Pulitzer Prize, a Penn Faulkner Award, all for Ironweed, a critically acclaimed novel that had been rejected 13 times. To top it off, Kennedy spent a good part of 1984 in Europe promoting his books.
Well, I would think that this trip was significant because of the publicity. It was really extraordinary.
The Viking Press has reissued William Kennedy's first book, The Ink Truck, published 17 years earlier. Kennedy made no changes to the new edition, which is about a newspaper strike in Albany, New York.
I wouldn't have known how to re-enter the consciousness of 1967, 68 when I wrote that. So the more I looked at it, the more I decided that, you know, this is okay. I'm going to let this stand. I like it.
Kennedy recalls that while he was teaching part-time at the State University of New York in Albany, the English department was always broke.
We wanted to bring in a really good writer who was in the neighborhood, who could have come in and done a reading and a little conversation with some of the writing students. And all it would have cost us was $150, and we didn't have it.
So Kennedy is using part of the funds from a MacArthur Foundation grant to form a creative writing program called the Writers Institute at Albany.
The MacArthur gives you this big chunk of money for 5 years tax-free, and along with that, they provide a parallel grant to the institution of your choice.
The New York State Legislature has come across with additional funds to make the program permanent.
Well, we started off with Saul Bellow. It was an enormous success.
Busy as he is, William Kennedy vows to deliver the fourth in his Albany cycle of novels, Quinn's Book, in 1985. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. One of the novels in William Kennedy's Albany cycle is called Legs, about the gangland killing of the bootlegger Jack Legs Diamond in Albany in 1931. Movie producer James Kirkwood was in Albany to option the book when he and Kennedy passed the house where Legs met his end.
We were standing on the stoop of his house on Dove Street in Albany, and there was a for sale sign on it, and he said, you know, why don't we buy it? I said, gee, that sounds like a good idea.
Kennedy says actually Legs didn't live in the house very long.
He used it for about a week, and he used it to die in.
Why am I laughing? That's not so funny.
I don't know.
William Kennedy, who lives in an Albany suburb, has found a practical use for the old Legs Diamond house.
I'm using it to work, and we sometimes stay there.
And no, the fact that Legs died of two bullets to the head in the house doesn't bother William Kennedy.
There's no spooks or anything. It's a nice little house.
Kennedy's fourth book in his Albany cycle, the still unpublished Quinn's Book, will fit in logically with the others in the series, Legs, Billy Phelan's Greatest Game, and Ironweed. Kennedy admits he's been diverted of late by winning three of the nation's most prestigious literary awards, by a long trip to Europe, and by directing the new Writers Institute at Albany. But
I think that there's an end to this kind of excessive attention that's been going on right now, and then I'll get back to it. Things will level off. They always do.
Kennedy also wrote the screenplay for Francis Ford Coppola's The Cotton Club.
I love the movie. I think it's a terrific film. It's a vastly entertaining movie. But I'm sort of prejudiced. I worked on it for a year.
Novelist William Kennedy, rightly known as the Bard of Albany. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain.